I thought catfishing sounded like a Friday night feast in Mississippi. Well, until the absolutely weird news story came out about Notre Dame's All-American football star reportedly falling in love with a girl who wasn't there. To be sure, his moving story of the death of a woman he loved on the eve of a critical late-season game raised tons of questions. He claimed that she turned out to be only an internet invention, and that's why catfishing was suddenly in the news. I found out that catfishing is defined as, quote, building a fake online person and trapping others. Apparently, I guess it's happening more and more. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Convincingly portraying a person that isn't really there at all. That's actually not all that new. Humans have been doing that for a long time. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the real you and the wannabe you. We date, we sell ourselves as someone we're not, which is why so many people are shocked to discover they unknowingly married a stranger. We write, shall we say, creative resumes to get a job. We put on a great church me, concealing the truth that it's more like Sunday saint, Monday ain't. Happy-go-lucky on the outside, bleeding on the inside. All friendly to their face, all backstabbing when they're not around. Claiming to love the person you married while your eyes and your passions are on Rome. Or acting like you've got it all together when inside you are falling apart. Most of us are pretty good at giving folks the person they want us to be. Teenagers fool their parents. Employees fool their boss. Students con their teacher. Husbands deceive their wife. And wives their husband. Guys and gals scam each other with lies to land a catch. Yeah, there are a lot of people out there who don't really exist. Like the sets for Hollywood movies, you know, impressive on the outside, but really only a front. There's nothing on the inside. And then there are the people with integrity. They're rare. Therefore, they're really valuable. In math class, we learned that an integer is one whole number, right? Well, integrity means you are one whole person. There's only one you. You're the same person at home, at work, at the gym, the store, in the classroom, in public, when you're all alone. Real all the way through. A light in a sea of fake. Unfortunately, we get so used to being great pretenders that we're prone to a truly deadly mistake, thinking we'll make it with God if we look good on the outside. But none of our spiritual masks fool God for a second. The Bible says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man sows what he reaps. Our word for today from the Word of God in Hebrews 4:13 tells us that the judge we will all stand before says, listen to this, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. In preparation for that day, God tells church folks in the Bible, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you unless, of course, you fail the test? That's because it's possible to have tons of Christianity and somehow miss Christ, which sets the stage for this chilling Judgment Day verdict from Jesus in Matthew 7:23. I never knew you. Jesus on the outside won't cut it with God. Only Jesus on the inside, in your heart, for real. If you're not sure you belong to Jesus, and you want to be sure, would you say, Jesus, I'm yours today? Join me at our website and let me help you be sure you belong to him. We'll walk you through very simply how to make sure. Because it's time to find the road that will finally get you all the way home.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.